Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. And in my mind, the weekend has just begun because we are sliding into First Friday. Tomorrow is the first Friday of the month, the beginning of our First Friday art segment, the day of our First Friday art segment. And so think of this as First Friday Eve. We bring in musician, performer, writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It is called Rogue Sounds. Josh, welcome back to the studio.
Glad to be back, Jeffrey.
You've got a good list this month. We'll list them in order up front. We're talking about the bands Larry and His Flask.
Yep.
Patrimony, Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't ask you for pronunciation. And is it Dravis House or Dravis House?
Let's say that it's both.
Okay. Dravis Dravis House and Word Sauce. Got to love that name. All kinds of fun stuff coming. February, not a great month, I would think, for bands. It's, you know, it's cold. And
well, yeah. I mean, it's like we said last month. This is when the committed tour. Sometimes when newer acts tour, because, you know, usually people want to tour in the summer, so new acts can sneak in the winter when no one wants to be out on the road, because you basically have your choice between the measles and a polar vortex, you know, and that's really the entire country right now. So there is, sometimes it's a chance to see something new, and sometimes it's just a chance to see someone who just believes really deeply in what it is. But yeah, it is cold. It's hard to get around that.
Cold and damp, it turns out, in our region, too. So there'll be some weather issues potentially in February, as there tend to be. Let's hear a bit of Larry and His Flask.
Let's do it.
I deliberately don't listen to these in advance.
Nice.
I want to be surprised.
That's good.
I was A, waiting for vocals, and B, waiting to hear it overall. So this is fun stuff.
Yeah, it is. They're super good. They definitely fall into the committed category. These guys are road dogs. They tour all the time. They're based out of Bend, but they're just all over the place, and they're just so much energy. Like, this is, if you think it's cold out, this is the show you want to go see, because it's going to be some hot jams, and it's going to be a hot dance party. You're nice and sweaty, and you're going to go outside. That sweat's going to freeze. You're going to regret all your life choices. But for the time being, it's going to be wonderful.
There's a lot of up-tempo stuff. Like
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But that's, you know, it's good old-fashioned, like, dance music, you know? The American style.
We call it it's almost a country kind of rockabilly thing that I'm hearing in there.
You know, we're going to hear some rockabilly a little bit later, actually. But no, that's just really from, like, Americana. It's, it's blends of old-timey, but the thing is that there's kind of a new breed of Americana old-timey that really has it's being played, honestly, by a lot of old punk rockers, people who grew up in the punk scene. And so to them, music is supposed to be played at this really high energy rate. It's supposed to go really, really fast, but it still fits the same sort of motif of, you know, three chords and a sad story to tell. But they're able to sort of then transition away from, like, raging Marshall stacks to banjos and acoustic guitars. And it's really fascinating how many, like, old punk rockers or people who grew up, you know, going to see punk shows, then, like, went into country music and Americana.
Interesting. Yeah, to find them picking up banjos. You know, punk and banjo are not two terms that generally are in the same sentence.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, it owes some, sort of musical lineage to, like, the Pogues and Irish music, because there's, like, a big crossover. But, you know, the Pogues were, like, if you don't know, Irish traditional band that made it big in the charts in the 80s, but they made it big amongst the punk scene, and then that kind of, like, trickled down, and there were bands like Flogging Molly, which did, you know, traditional Irish music, but with the big drums and guitars behind it. And then people are like, hey, look at that, you can play the banjo and not be a dork. Cool. Maybe I'll try that. And it had that, you know, and it got into that kind of, you know, there was a big thing with where punk bands would travel around on trains like old hobos used to, and the two things just kind of blended together a little bit at a certain point. But what's one of the things that's great about it is it's made a lot of this, like, really furious, high tempo, like, you know, like a raging kind of folk and country and music with some really great banjo work.
Fun stuff. Larry and His Flask, yeah, from Bend, playing at Howie's in Medford on, that'll be on Saturday, February 2nd. This is Rogue Sounds on the Jefferson Exchange with Josh Gross. Here now, Patrimony.
Oh. But this ain't no fairy tale. You cannot hide behind the veil. You exiled embryo. You can't afford this fame. So good night. Got the
have to admit that anybody who's feeling like an old codger, like, I just don't get music these days, can just reach out and realize there's a lot of music now that sounds like music we knew then.
Yeah, well, it tends to move in like 25-year cycles. You know, what it is it's kind of like the time for people, for stuff to go out of fashion and then be rediscovered by a generation, you know, later on, but then like given like some interesting new twist. Like, Patrimony has a very 1970s sound. This is not one of their best recordings. Unfortunately, they was having a little bit of trouble finding the right one. But these guys used to play here live all the time, and they were just great, high energy, like old, like 1970s style, like rock and roll, like the kind of stuff you used to see on the old festival circuits.
Power pop. It reminds me of, I don't know, Humble Pie or Bad.
Yeah. And they're great live. And I think they just got tied up in some other projects for us. They haven't been back in like 2 or 3 years. This is the first time back. They're also from Bend. But they did a bunch of national tours and played the Armory a couple times. But they're a lot of fun, and it's got that real 1970s vibe. So this is another one if you want to go get sweaty and then immediately regret your choices when you catch pneumonia
because
outside.
Because you go outside, yeah. Right. Patrimony is coming to the Hall in Grants Pass on February 8th. And just a side shout out to the Hall for hosting Underground History Live on Monday this week. We had a great time there.
Yeah.
So next up on this month's Rogue Sounds, Reverend Horton
so good.
Heat. Hey, buddy, you got the time. No one don't got to watch to spare a dime. Nobody got two arms and a couple of lines. Guess what that means? It's martini time. That was the rockabilly you promised.
Yeah, Reverend Horton Heat. It's good stuff, man.
Been around for a long time, hasn't
they? They have been around for a while. They've been around since the late 80s, early 90s. They've been at least the 90s. I'm not exactly sure when they started, but they have been a band for 20, 30 years at this point, and every song's gold. I mean, like, if you're making a history of sort of, like, modern like rockabilly, rock and roll style guitar, it's really, like, the two groups that I think are the most important are these guys and the Stray Cats, you know? Like, you know, it was like the Stray Cats kind of brought it back for the 80s, and these guys brought it back for, like, the new generation. So it's pretty much any time you see a band now with, like, you know, upright bass and, you know, a Gretsch, they owe a lot to these guys.
I was going to ask about the guitar. Okay, so yeah. Gretsch, so it's a hollow body.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had the big discussion in this hour yesterday about Fender and Les Paul guitars. About solid body guitars and their creation. That was quite a story, too. But
yeah, I'm reading a book about it right now called The Birth Aloud. It's a sort of...
Exactly, that's the book.
Yeah, it's a wonderful book. So if you haven't read it, it's fascinating. It's so well written, so exciting.
And one of the things I didn't realize until I read that book, though, was the reason that people didn't want to use guitars like the Gretsches that get used in rockabilly is because they had a greater chance for feedback.
Oh, lordy, do they
cranked
ever.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you give them, you know, some gnarly, like, fuzz or overdrive, which is, you know, what sort of a lot of louder forms of music started to get into. And but you know, what's cool about it is that they feedback in a way that you can kind of like be harnessed. Mm-hmm. If you like learn to work with it, you can get this kind of like taming the wild winds and like howls and screeches and, you know, play with it. So it's some cool noises, but it was also definitely not the point back then. So
Reverend Horton Heat will be playing the Ashland Historic Armory on the 10th.
Yeah, on the 10th. And it's not just the Rev. Like, that's actually, man, every band on that bill is going to be great. Big Sandy's Fly Right Boys are playing. The Voodoo Glow Skulls are playing Ashland, which is just like blowing my teenage mind. There's a ska band from the 90s that like was, you know.
The Voodoo Glow Skulls?
The Voodoo Glow Skulls. They've introduced a lot of Latino themes into ska punk back in the, just great, great stuff. And then the Delta Bombers out of Las Vegas are also going to be playing. Every band on that show is going to be amazing. Come one, come all. I think that's the show of the month.
A fun evening at the Armory in Ashland on February 10th with Reverend Horton Heat as the headliner. Next up on Rogue Sounds, we're still not sure how to pronounce this, whether it's Dravis House or Dravis House, but here they are.
Yeah.
You've measured out your life in tablespoons for a galaxy of stargazers. Lusty for your golden bands.
I have to. I'm smiling simply because of the fact that I never pre-listen to these things. I want to be surprised by them, but
I,
also
I like to surprise you, Jeffrey.
Well, and you
sometimes
do.
I send stuff where I'm just like, I can't wait to see Jeffrey's face when this comes on.
Well, and then as this one came out, I wasn't sure whether to gird for, you know, glockenspiel or a loud guitar, and I got neither.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. This is Dravis House. They're out of Seattle. They these guys fall into the, like, getting their foot in the door. They just put out their debut album. It's your basic folk duo with nice harmonies, some good stuff going on. I've never seen them live since this, I believe, is their first tour. It's their first album, so I can't speak to that. But I do know I like what I'm picking up what they're putting down. So, you know, you go to the Reverend Horton Heat, and you're like, that's great. That was loud. I need something. need to dial it back a notch or two. Travis has it over on, so I think that's the way to do it.
This is sort of like a long-distance DJ set you do here, you know, where you're, you know, there's the louder stuff and then the softer stuff just to get some variety in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Dravis House, how big a band is this we're talking to?
Two beasts.
Acoustic
guitar, electric guitar.
Oh, okay. But are they any backing tracks, any sort of computerized stuff with them?
Not on their album anyhow, so okay. I'm assuming not on their tour. I mean, it makes it a lot easier to tour when you only you can get in a car instead of a van.
Right. Two cases, two amps, see you later, bye.
Yep, exactly.
All right, Dravis House will be at Oberon's in Ashland on the Plaza on February 16th. And our final band on this month's edition of Rogue Sounds with Josh Gross, Word Sauce.
If we can simplify the grand scheme and devote energy to the main objective, would the present time put stress on my mind, or would my life seem so hectic? Well, I guess if I want to find out, then there's only one thing that I really can do. Fuel up and move, dust off the tools, keep rolling and trucking through. Cause nothing worth working for comes easy. Trouble, it comes and goes, what's the reason? Hunger for more, I need to keep feeding. Walk that road till my feet start bleeding. What's the meaning of normal?
I let that go a little longer because I realized I only have one side of my headphones on my head, and then I realized I was hearing sounds on the right channel that I wasn't hearing on the left. That was it.
Oh, you're having a stroke. You're definitely having a stroke.
Yeah, I smell toast too, right? Yowza. So, but interesting, a good stereo mix there, obviously, with the Word Sauce, but all kinds of interesting things going on in there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, these guys, is obviously, they're pulling a lot from, like, the jazz funk world and blending that in hip-hop. And it's interesting because, you know, hip-hop, like, has been described as basically a blend of everything. There's really nothing that you can't make into hip-hop or that it isn't pulling some sort of influence from. You'll hear it with classical backing, with jazz backing, with electronic backing, with rock backing. You know, it's more just about that, like, you're getting a certain vibe or an atmosphere out of it. And I think these guys, like, embody that a little bit. And they're from San Luis Obispo. They do a lot of gigs on, like, the festival circuit. I don't know if they've been to Ashland before. I feel like I've seen them before. Just wandering around or something, but they've got a good vibe. They've just got a good, like, you know, if you're going out and you want to go out and, like, get a little groove going, you know, I think that that's the band for you.
I appreciate the fact they call themselves Word Sauce. Word Salad would have been easy, but maybe a little obvious, so that's a nice difference there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem with Word Salad is people start tossing that salad around. It just never...
Oberon's on February 23rd for Word Sauce. We have a moment here. I want to come to an aside here about hip hop because we were just talking about
it. Oh, please, Jeffrey, tell me about hip hop. I'm still waiting for your battle rap set.
I don't have that microphone on here, but so hip hop and rap, for the folks who don't listen to much of either, they're not the same thing.
Well, no. I mean, no. Yeah, let's just say no.
Okay. Good short answer.
I mean, for one, rap is a vocal style. Hip hop is more of a style of music. So they're really, like, rap tends to be something that people do over hip hop, but they're not the same thing. And hip hop is a much broader, more encompassing sort of term that represents like culture as well as music, and it's not specifically related to the vocals. There are a lot of hip hop DJs or hip hop musicians that do completely instrumental stuff. So, you know,
I wanted to make sure we put that out there for the folks who don't understand.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they tend to be things that are seen and go with one another. But yeah,
let me run the list again. Larry and His Flask at Howie's in Medford on February 2nd. Patrimony at the Hall in Grants Pass on February 8th. Reverend Horton Heat and how many other bands is it?
It's like three or four. It's a pretty full bill. It's some good stuff.
That's at the Historic Ashland Armory on February 10th. Dravis House coming to Oberon's on Ashland on February 16th. Word Sauce also at Oberon's a week later on February 23rd. And about a minute left here. You've got. I noticed the poster for the Lithia Water Diaries hanging around
the
town
Lithia
yesterday.
Water Diaries.
Yes. What is that?
The Lithia Water Diaries is a new play I wrote. It's a series of slice of life monologues that are about life in Ashland, the sort of stories that would only happen here. You know, it's like a stuff you hear people come out and sort of like tell their version on life. It's like there's stuff like a guy who parked his goat outside a store who can't find it. You know, he's asking if you've seen it. There's a pot dealer who's disenfranted with weed being legal. You know, there's tourists and travelers, you know, running into one another and trying to sort of navigate it. There's
all monologues by you?
No, God, no. That'd be terrible. Who'd want to listen to that? No, it's wonderful actors. It's a cast of eight. It's a monologue play. It's You know, and it's, I'm really big right now on the idea of like unique local culture, trying to make sure that there's stuff that sort of represents the town, represents the community that we live in, because, you know, culture and civics, they reflect one another, and we have issues that I feel like we need to address, and we're not addressing them in part because we don't make our own culture about the world that we live in. And so, you know, I wanted to do something on that, and I wanted it to be fun. So it's a fun play.
So quickly, when and where can people
Yeah, it's going to be at the Ashland Community Center. It's running for 2 weekends, opening February 16th, Saturday. Yeah. And then the second weekend that it's open, there's going to be a talk back session on, you know, on the Saturday night showing. You can get more information about it on Facebook. Tickets available on Brown Paper Tickets. It's going to be a good show.
Josh Gross, always good to have you here for Rogue Sounds.
Cool.